If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. We have a late Friday show, much later than we typically do because I had some film work that still needed to be done, but NFL Pro's been down like so much this week. So obviously we're running a little bit late, so I apologize about that. But this is our 49ers versus Panthers preview, predictions, episodes, bets, all that kind of stuff. We're going to dive into the scouting report. What is it that the Panthers do well? Why do they have a winning record? They're a weird team, believe it or not. Like, they're all over the spectrum. And probably if I had to, like, try to put my finger on a pulse that is the Carolina Panthers, they're not bad at anything. They're not great at anything either. But, like, there's not a major deficiency on their offense or defense. There's might have a couple Pro Bowlers. I don't think there's an all pro player anywhere in the bunch. But they're not bad either. They're feisty. They refuse to kind of be shut down, and they would try to dictate the game regardless if they're in or out of it. Well coached, like very well coached. And so like, it's just kind of weird because you don't expect that when you watch the Panthers. And, you know, we're kind of accustomed to this team that's just, you know, a bottom dweller, whatever else. But they're winning the games they're supposed to win. And that's why they're 6-5. They have one win against a winning team this year. That's the Packers, who are Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Great defense. But, like, let's be honest, that offense is horrid. EPA nerds about to get upset about that statement, but that's okay. I don't mind if they're upset. So, yeah, like, it's just they haven't beat a lot of good teams, but they beat the teams they're supposed to. They play very, very tough, very, very close to the end of the game, and they will fight. They're a bunch of fighters, so I respect that of them. So we're going to dive into offense, defense, special teams, coaching history, you name it. Plus, I'll let you guys throw me a little bit off scale, which we haven't done a lot of these live shows this year because I'm usually traveling, and it's hard to get these shows done on it from a live format whenever I am flying around the country and whatever else and hosting those events. But this week, no events. This week, no flying. I get to stay home. Ooh, get to have a good time with the fam. Get to watch the game with the fam. I'm excited about that. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Grand A in the house. I love it. What's up, Spy? How we doing, guys? Let's go Niners. Yeah. Right here, don't bother me. 49ers kicker jersey about to break NFL record sales. Good afternoon. Man, it's weird. Like, the confidence that Eddie P has brought to the team and the fan base, it's hard to measure. It really, really is. And the fact that the 49ers, who since the Kyle Shanahan era have been identified draft capital, money-wise, whatever else, defensive line-driven, can't say that anymore. But the counterpoint, the special teams has been the Achilles heel of the kryptonite of the 49ers since 2017. Can't say that anymore either. Now, would you rather have a great defensive line and a suspect special teams? Probably. But beggars can't be choosers. And the 49ers are 7-4, and you're winning games by winning two out of three phases of the game. Offense, you're dominating, whether that's Mac Jones and injuries and patching stuff together, or Brock Purdy and, shoot, the Avengers, whatever. Like, offense is humming, and special teams is dominating. So can that continue with Matt Gay as the kicker now? We'll see. You know, special teams have been great partly because of Eddie P, but not solely because of Eddie P. There's a lot more people. The three studs have been Eddie P, Thomas Morstead, and Luke Gifford. That dude, unbelievable. He's a Pro Bowler. 57's unbelievable. Some of the most fun film I've watched this past decade. So, dude, what's up? Sparkle Toad, appreciate you. Huge fan, John. Finally caught you live. Huge fan of you, man. Thank you for being here. You guys are the best. Love all these hashtag CCs. You are great. We're a weird team too, Chapman. So it should be. Yes. Yes. The NFL parody is a premium. Everybody loves. You never know what's going to happen and whatever. Like, this 49ers team was written off for dead. It really, really was. With all the injuries, it is just like, good gosh. Embarrassing. With the dead money contract, the way they built this team in the offseason, just weird, weird, weird. It's a 2025 season. Let's keep it weird. I love it. I love it. What's up, Captain? How we doing, man? Right here, LeBar says they suck. What are you talking about? Dude, they're 6-5. They're a game out of the playoffs. I don't think that's a sucky team. I really don't. I don't think that they're a great team. Definitely not. They are a barometer team, is what they are. Like, you show up on a bad day, they could beat anybody in the NFL. I think they've kind of proven that. But this is a team that also lost to the Saints. So now that's a division game, whatever else. You know, you can get into that. But, yeah, it's a weird one. Appreciate the hashtag CCs. What's up, what's up? Mike, he says, Brock, Kittle, CMC, Trent, JJ, Ricky will not allow a loss. On the offensive side, I think you're right. And I am fully expecting the 49ers put up another 30 points in this game offensively. Defensively, man, and you know, I just got finished going through the second half tape against that Cardinals team. It's bad. The turnovers definitely helped mask and cover up a lot of odor, but I mean, shoot, you're looking at 53 quitting on the field many a times. You're looking at 27 lost many a times. Like, there's some major issues. And so you're going to see it this week, because the one thing that I would say probably is the strength of the Carolina Panthers, which I kind of want to walk back a little bit, because I don't think there's really anything that they are like major strength, is stopping the run with their defensive tackles. Their two best players are defensive tackles, Derrick Brown and A'shaun Robinson. And then offensively, Rico Dowdle, Tet McMillan, and Taylor Moton. Like, those are the five best players there. And Rico Dowdle's having a hell of a year. Great year. So offensively, would the 49ers allow a loss? We'll see. We'll see. Oh, man, Josh, I miss it. He says, I'll catch y'all later. Back to work for me. Josh is the executive producer of today's show. He helped write, and I've got, so many pages of notes. Haven't even started on it yet. What is wrong with me? But thank you, Josh. 49ers faithful forever. You are the freaking man. Thank you, brother. Yeah, we're in the middle of the workday. I'm working. You're working. We're talking Niners. There's always time. So if you got your earbud in at work, we just won't tell nobody. That's okay. You're still being productive. You're still doing great. But we're just here to talk some Niners, man. Have a good time. Nobody will speak its name, but they are all looking for the Super Bowl at home game by game. From a player and a coach standpoint, yeah, that's not something you talk about. You've got to handle your own business week to week. And I think the 49ers have done pretty well at that. Steve, what's up, man? He says, John, humor me. Moody was not good enough for us, but we signed Matt Gay, who wasn't good enough for the Commanders after they signed Moody. You want experience and patchwork. This isn't long-term. This is a one-game/two-game rental. Wanted the experience. I don't mind it. You know, Shanahan talked about how you wanted the experience, plus he had the best workout, you know, the tryout that they had for the three kickers wasn't good enough. They bring him in. It was way better than the other three. I'm not bringing back Moody no matter what, and I'm happy for him, and I hope he dominates over there for a team that has no expectations in the season, which is probably what he needs. He's got to get right there. But, yeah, I don't mind it. I want Eddie P back as well as everybody does. But this is just kind of the way the 2025 season for the 49ers goes. Everybody gets hurt. It's just what it is. Everybody gets hurt. V Malik, appreciate you, man. Appreciate the super sticker. You are the freaking man. Mike Rudd, appreciate the super chat. In sports, being hot is the king. Look for hotness. That's why you're here, so you can watch John Chapman and all the hotness that I provide. I couldn't even make it through that whole statement without laughing. But King Mo, the mighty Mo, right? Like momentum. It's a big deal. The 49ers are in a 9-game stretch. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. I think that was 9. You got to buck that trend at some point. Now, the good news is because you started out to a 3-0 start with two of those being divisional wins, I think the 49ers could continue win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, and still make the playoffs, but that's not what you want. Like, you got to turn it on at some point. Still got the bye week. The only team in playoff contention in the NFC that has not had their bye week yet, so you still got that one stashed away, which helps out a lot. Woo! Man, yeah, that Hansel, he's so hot right now. Malik, back for it again. Appreciate the super chat. Good to be here for a live one. Appreciate you, John. I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your comments. Man, yeah, you are a good dude. Good dude. Pren, John, knowing your special teams background and knowledge, what would explain the Niners overlooking Matt Gay's bad record of 68% field goals? They were other conditions, kickers, candidates that were better. Yeah, I think they wanted somebody with experience, which he has that in spades, way more than the other three candidates they had in. He had the better tryout. Shanahan wants somebody that, dude, I can put him out there and just get the job done. And if you look at even that 68%, he's been great at 49 and less yard field goals. It's kind of like, dude, let's go back to the Robbie Gould experiment if we have to for 2 weeks. And just say, hey, dude, just make the layups. We're not going to ask you to kick 55-yarders, and if we have to, you've got experience making those, not recently. But, dude, just go out there, hit the chip shots. That's all we need right now. So I know people are really upset, and I get it. A guy that lost his job to Jake Moody and whatever else. Like, I understand all those frustrations. I really do. But I'm going to say, dude, this is not a long-term relationship. This is short-term. And you're just looking for somebody that is experienced. Again, you're going the antithesis of Jake Moody. Somebody that you can trust that's not going to get rattled, that's going to go out there, and even if he misses, he's going to be all right. And, yeah, I expect to miss. I expect to miss. We all can't hit home runs like this guy, Lieutenant Simple Jack. What's up, Rob Louder? He is a home run hitter. If he could kick, I would feel much better about my life. let's put Rob Louder, the striking gold, podcast out there. Everybody go check that show out. It's the best out there, man. I don't know what else to say. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs, and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
And yeah, Kawachipto, appreciate you, man. Matt Gay is 95% from within 50 yards. Just go back to the whole Robbie Gould. We're making short field goals, chip shots. That's it. Go for it outside of that. I would be very, very happy with that. LeBear, he says, Rico's running out of gas, 2.6 yards per rush the past two games. That's what CMC's averaging for the year. So easy with the 2.6 reference. I want to make sure that's still the case. I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, 2.6. Rico Dowdle, and you look at like the pass plays that he brings is huge. Where are we at here? 3.7. I undercut CMC by a full yard. I apologize. My bad. I'm going to get some emails on that one. But yeah, like Rico's playing good ball and Chuba Hubbard's playing good ball. They both really, really are. I don't think that that's going to change. And shoot, you know, I know we're kind of bouncing all over the chat. I got to get to my notes or I'm going to get in trouble here. It's going to be a 3-hour show. My wife's going to hate me. CJ West played great. I think his best game as a pro last week. Excited about that. Yeah, you need CJ West this week. And that's kind of the weakness. You look at the Carolina Panthers offensive line. Ekwonu left tackle, great. Left guard Damian Lewis, great. Right tackle Taylor Morton, great. That center and right guard, that's the chip in the armor. Their center right guard's not good. So you need quality defensive tackle play this week. I mean, they have very solid left and right tackles and a left tackle or a left guard. So step out there, do your thing. But man, the film, CJ West, I'm pumped about what he brings to the table. I really, really am. All right, let's dive into this. Enough is enough. Let's get to these notes. Let's learn about the Carolina Panthers. They're 6-5. They're second in the NFC South. And if the Bucs lose this week and shoot, the Panthers win, Panthers will be hosting a playoff game with the current playoff series. Like, you can talk about them sucking or whatever else. Like, that's cool, but, like, this is a borderline playoff team slash in a bad division that could win the division. And they're doing really, really well right now. It's a Monday Night Football game. The lights are on. Like, Carolina Panthers are not used to this. This is their, like, hey, we can prove to everybody we are for real. That's what this game is for the Panthers. Bryce Young, shoot, NFC play offensive player of the week. He had 448 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Like, they're not, like, you're hitting them at their prime. They really, really are. Defense is subpar, but I still think their defense is better than the 49ers. Like, that's the weird thing, right? Like, now I'd take our coach. Actually, their DC is good, too. We'll get to that. Mike Rudd, appreciate the super chat. In my gut, if we avoid any more injuries, I believe we will make the NFC Championship game. You get Shanahan in the playoffs with a quarterback that has experience and success in the playoffs. Yeah, on a game-per-game basis, that's kind of how you take it, right? You make it to the dance. Then you see what could happen. I'm not saying no to that. You got to get to the dance. And once you get there, we'll see. Once you get there, we'll see. Is Gross Mottos playing this week? I don't think so. I think it's going to be a while for him, sadly. So now back to the Panthers. Like, they got a tough schedule remaining. Like, their schedule is not friendly. Listen to this. They've got 49ers. They've got Rams. They've got Bucks. They've got Seahawks. They've got Bucks again. That's 5 out of 6 very, very difficult games. And again, only one win for the Panthers against the team with the winning record. That was the Packers. So they win the games that they're supposed to win, but that's about it. What's up, Smoking Niner guy in the house? Great to see you. Malik, John, what's your scouting report on Bryant Young? Is he a legit starter in this league? If you let him get comfortable, yes. He makes great reads, quick reads, can extend plays really, really well. Can make the majority of throws. He's just tiny. And when he's bad, he's real bad. When he is bad, he is real bad. But, like, you look at his stats for this year from a statistic of 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. That's 2-1. You know, still under 2,000 yards. Nothing too special about that. He's been sacked 19 times. Hopefully, the 49ers can catch advantage of that. He's got 3 fourth quarter comebacks this year. 3. Like, you say what you want. Like, this dude is a game. He's got 4 game-winning drives. I don't know if Brock Purdy has that in his freaking career. Like, and again, I'm taking Brock Purdy, you know, in spades over that. But, yeah, like, Brock Purdy has 3 fourth-quarter comebacks regular season in his career. He's got 3 game-winning drives in his career. Like, I'm not a Bryce Young apologist by any stretch. Like, I would not have taken him number 1 overall. Like, I can't be taller than you and you be an NFL quarterback, but it's what it is. And they traded all those resources, which was dumb as well. But you got to give him his flowers. When that game's on the line, he's delivering. Like, when that game is on the line, he is delivering. Ugh. Right here. That's an 0-5 schedule Panthers are facing. Yeah. They lose this game. I mean, it's basically over for them. They win this game, they're going to be in the mix, maybe. But again, that schedule is just unreal. So yeah, you put teams where they are. Don't let them understand they don't belong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you're not here. You can't sit with us. And so that's what you kind of want to do. Now, right here, Chris says, the best part of Bryce playing well is that the Panthers will resign him. Yeah. Teams struggle with finding quarterbacks. There's not a lot of them. The 49ers are in this luxury position. They have 2 for multiple years. I freaking love it. I freaking love it. And yeah, Strawberry, appreciate you as always. Brock has a majority of his career been ahead, less opportunities. That is true. You go to the playoffs and Brock's got almost as many comebacks in the playoffs, fourth quarter comebacks, as he does the entire regular season. So yeah, impressive there. Now, let's talk about, we already kind of opened up with their schedule. Like, their loss, they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, lost to the Carolina Panthers, lost to the Patriots, lost to the Bills, lost to the Saints. That's their 5 losses. Negative 32 point differential. Now, their wins, they beat Atlanta 30-0. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Jets. They beat the Packers 16-13. That's their best win. And then they just beat the Falcons again, 30-27 in that overtime, you know, whatever. They're 5-2 in their last 7 games. I don't give a damn who you play. You go 5-2, you're playing some quality football, period. 49ers got a pretty damn easy schedule as well. Now, I would count the Panthers as part of that easy schedule. I would not count the 49ers as part of their easy schedule, if that makes sense. The 49ers are a better team. 49ers are a better coach team. They have a better quarterback. The only thing that I would give the nod to the Carolina Panthers is defensive roster at its current state. The 49ers defensive roster is better considerably, but probably not without three of your four defensive ends and three of four of your linebackers and all that kind of stuff. Like, the 49ers have the better offense. They have the better special teams. They have the better coaching staff. They have way more all-pro players. I don't think Carolina Panthers have one. Niners have a better team. Niners should win this game. Niners are at home. All those things should happen, but you still got to play the game. Get a fumble, a couple quarterback hits. You know, things can go, and they have some explosive-ass players. Tet McMillan, that dude, whew. Tet McMillan's no joke. No freaking joke at all. Now, let's dive into overall analytical ranks of special teams, defense, offense overall for each team. And let's do that right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right. You caught me in the middle of a drink of coffee. Sorry about that. PFF unit rankings, which PFF is a disaster. I think product's really getting worse and worse and worse. But they still do a pretty good job of an analytical approach, snap-by-snap basis. So I like going through this just because I have no influence, just to give you a snapshot of each team. Okay, the Panthers, out of 32 teams, right? Offense, they're ranked 17th, right at average. 16, 17 is average, right out of 32 teams. Defense, 23rd. They're below average. Special teams, 20th. Overall, 21st. Little below average, but they're just gritty. You can't measure that in kind of the analytics. Whenever a game's close, they pull it out at the end. Now the 49ers, in retrospect. Offense, 6th. That's the strength of the team. Defense, 28th. So from a PFF standpoint, Niners' defense is worse. I would agree with that. Special teams, 49ers are 4th. Overall, 13th. Niners are slightly above average, right? 16, 17 is that average. Niners slightly above. Panthers slightly below. From just a unit-by-unit standpoint, take that for what you will. Now, let's dive into their coaching staff. Dave Canales is their head coach, 44 years old, went to Azusa Pacific, played wide receiver, won a Super Bowl with Seattle as a player. Then as a coach, went and coached high school, man. I freaking love following these journeys. Carson High School, he was an offensive coordinator. Then he went to El Camino as a special teams coach, tight ends coach. Then USC as a strength coach. Then he joined the Seattle Seahawks. And you're going to notice a trend with this entire coaching staff. Seattle Seahawks brought up. He was there for 13 seasons. He was a wide receiver coach, quarterbacks coach, pass game coordinator. 12 years with Pete Carroll chewing gum. 12 years. Got his first job as an OC with Tampa Bay in 2023. That's when Baker, you know, I don't know if he won comeback player of the year or whatever else, but like Baker became amazing. That got him the head coaching job for the Panthers last year as this quote unquote quarterback guru. And I think he's a good coach. Like, he got close to getting fired starting off 0-2, and he was like on the hot seat. But I think the Carolina Panthers should keep this guy. We'll see how the rest of the year goes, but I think that he's probably going to be safe. Their offensive coordinator, Brad Itzik, young, 34 years old, went to Lehigh and Wake Forest, played wide receiver as well. Now, he was a Stanford GA, so here close to the Bay Area, right, for 5 years. Then he joined Seattle back in 2019 as a wide receiver coach, became a quarterback coach, became a wide receiver coach, then another wide receiver coach for the Bucs, and now he went from Seattle to Tampa to Carolina with Canales, and now he's his right-hand man. And now their DC is probably my favorite. Ejiro Evero, which I'm sure I've mispronounced that, and I apologize, 44 years old. He's from England. Shout out to all the 49ers abroad. Ooh, faithful from afar. You know I love you guys. But also, guess what? He went to UC Davis. So another guy, I don't want to say Bay Area, Northern California guy, played safety, was undrafted in the 2004 draft, but he was part of that Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl champ as well. And he was on the 49ers staff under Harbaugh. So pretty cool. UC Davis, he coached in 2005-06. Then he was with Tampa Bay QCC coach. Then he went to the University of Redlands. Then in 2011, joined the 49ers as a QCC, got promoted to offensive assistant, then defensive assistant. Then he goes 2016 to the Packers. Then 2017, he goes to the Rams. This dude has just bounced and bounced and bounced. In 2022, became a defensive coordinator for the Broncos. And now he's been, you know, back-to-back years. This is third season as defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers defense. I think he's damn good. I really, really do. Like, you watch their defense play sound without having a lot of talent. And so he gets a lot out of all the assets are on the offensive side, right? Ika Bakwanu, Bryce Young. You traded all that pick to get Bryce Young, Tet McMillan. And you're paying Taylor Morton. You know, like, all of their assets are on the offensive side. Defense is just kind of putting pieces together. So, yeah, kind of take that for what you will. Now, injuries, the 49ers got to lose that one. And, yeah, again, this is a live show. We're doing this Friday before the Friday practice report comes out. And if it does come out at any point, I will let you guys know. I'll keep refreshing that one. But so because the game is a Monday night game, you practice at game time. So you're trying to get the body clock used to that. So practice and press reports and practice reports all come out later, especially with a Monday. We only have one practice report so far. Well, Tatum Bethune, I doubt, is going to play. Eddie P is not playing. Robert Beal still in concussion protocol, which Robert Beal Jr. is kind of a big player because he is going to be great at stopping the run in special teams. Man, he had a couple really amazing plays last week in the run game. Blew him up for tackles for loss. Just, I really have enjoyed Robert Beal Jr.'s progression into just being a capable player. Now, should he be a starter? Should he be on the active roster all the time? Well, and you got three out of four of your top defensive ends out. You need help. And Robert Beal has been fine. Is he a great pass rusher? No. But you're getting decent play from a run game standpoint at the defensive end when you see 51 out there. Like, he can do that consistently. So that's going to be huge. Hopefully he gets cleared and we get, you know, Robert Beal Jr. out there. Now, the Panthers, not near as many injuries, way healthier than the 49ers, not even close. But they have two major glaring issues after their Thursday practice report. Christian Roseboom, who's their best linebacker. Anyway, their two best linebackers are out. Christian Roseboom he's doubtful already, didn't practice. He's got a hip injury. And then Trevon Wallace, their other linebacker, is questionable with a shoulder issue. He didn't practice yesterday either. So you go to just kind of the Carolina Panthers and who's going to be stepping in. You're talking about Clayton Cherelas, who has not played much at all in his career. He's an undrafted free agent from the Alcorn State Braves back in 2023. He's literally played one game, and that was last week. Now, didn't look great. Wasn't awful. But, like, dude, you're going against Kyle Shanahan. Like, if Kyle Shanahan could do anything, he could scheme the hell out of linebackers that aren't ready. And then after that, I'm looking up and down their roster, and I'm like, dude, who the hell is their other linebacker that's going to play? They don't have anybody. The only other linebacker on their roster that has any snaps this season, and I'm going to jack up this dude's name. It's a badass name. Mema Ninjameta. Played at Wisconsin, undrafted free agent, 2024. This dude has played 5 snaps. That's it. They don't have another player that's played. So you're talking about going from Trevon Wallace being your best guy, probably not going to play. Christian Roseboom, he's doubtful already. Like, you're sending out two linebackers with no experience against Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. The NFL is a matchup league. That is the glaring holy S-balls. You're in trouble, mister. Like, what's the Ralph Wiggum when the bus goes out of, like, whatever? Like, he laughs, I'm in danger. Like, this is not fair. And it's just like, hey, by the way, you have Christian McCaffrey, Kyle Shanahan, George Kittle are just going to be coming for your linebackers every which way. So we'll have to see how this goes and kind of see what that looks like, because it's rough. If they have to move forward with those two linebackers who, like, and I apologize that I look up pronunciation guides, but I'm from Texas. It doesn't really help me that much. It's bad. It is really, really bad. And so what's that going to look like? You know, they're way healthier than the 49ers, and their roster is nowhere near what the 49ers is, but it's who you suit up on Monday. And with what you're suiting up out there, it's not good. It's really, really bad. So yeah, we'll have to see what that looks like. Now, the history of this matchup, and the chat's down. So sorry, I had to just open up an extra YouTube window. I can see you guys on YouTube. So your comments coming in on Instagram or Twitter or wherever else, I could just see the YouTube ones, and I can't put them on screen, sadly. Yeah, it's not going to let me, is it? Dang it. And that's frustrating. That's okay. Anyway, my streaming platform is struggling as we speak, which is a bummer. But that's all right. I still love y'all. The 49ers have played the Panthers 23 times. Now, the 49ers are losing this. They're down 13-10. That's BS. Now, the Panthers are a relatively new organization. They've been around for, I think it was 94 when they came out, right? But, like, I hate whenever I look at that, like, it is a big deal. Whenever you look at the overall and you're like, you want to dominate against these subpar franchises. And that's what the Panthers are. The last time they played, the 49ers won 37-15. I expect another 30-point game. I doubt we can hold them to 15, but Jimmy Garoppolo was the quarterback. He threw for 250 and two touchdowns against Baker Mayfield. Jeff Wilson was our number one rusher for 120 yards and a touchdown. Ayuk, Kittle, and Juwan Jennings. Those were our three running backs. Listen to these guys that had sacks. This is like the all-names of the Shanahan era. Drake Jackson had a sack. Charles Omeniu had a sack. Sanson Ebukam had a half sack. Oren Burks, Tayshawn Gibson. Like, man, DFF, like, we just beat the hell out of the quarterback. They had Brian Burns back there. Emmanuel Mosley had an interception, right? Like, whew, things change. And again, you know, I'm looking through pictures online, 49ers versus Panthers, for my thumbnails, for, like, the videos and stuff. And almost every single picture I could find, Nick Bosa, Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey in the other uniform, Fred Warner, like, you can't post those. Yeah, like, because I post those on one of these thumbnails, everybody comes at me, like, and people get mad at those things, which I understand, totally understand. But it's just interesting because these two teams haven't played a lot, but the recent history, like, go back. And we were at that Carolina Panthers game where we went there, that Matt Rhule was their coach. They were passing out fire Matt Rhule shirts as we went in. We go in, it's all Niner fans on the inside. Blow them out. They fire their coach the next day. They trade us Christian McCaffrey the next day. Like, it was just, that was, and I actually really like that stadium. It's not a nice stadium, but I love how it's downtown and, like, really cool area. The tailgate scene was fire. There's a chance we go back to the Panthers next year. So I will be at that game for the 49ers Rush Road Trip. We will be there. We'll be there. Now, if you want to help support the show, you guys see the hat. We have our own hat now, the 49ers Rush hat. It is in the link in the description of this video, or you can just go to Hive and Pines, H-I-V-E and A-N-D, Pines, P-I-N-E-S.com. Click on their pro section, go to the 49ers. You'll see the hat there. It's got the freaking awesome, and you can kind of see it here. Got the Bay Area badge on it. We designed this bad boy. So if you want a 49er Rush hat, and I appreciate it, if you buy one, once you get it, man, tag us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever. We appreciate it. And so we're proud of this product. It was kind of cool. We did the hangout last week in Arizona, right? And we had Deshaun Golston and, you know, all these other players come out. And he was like, dude, grabbed one of our hats, put it on. And it was like, all right, now we're talking. Talking about that game in Carolina, I was with Mike and his brother, if I remember correctly, because he had that awesome jersey, I remember. That was freaking good time, man. Me and Mike actually got to hang out. A lot of times when Mike comes out, I'm all busy working and stuff. But anyway, if you are not watching and subscribed to Nothing But Niners, what are you doing? The OG of the OGs. They're the Obi-Wans out there. Absolutely great. Great seeing you here, man. And yeah, Mike says it was a great game. Saw you guys there at the Rush Road Trip. Dude, my man. And look at David Gill. Look, we got all the studs out today. I need one in dad hat fashion for my little head. I know. I don't know how to. We'll have to see how these sales go. And I don't want to tell you what inventory's like, but we got to move some hats, and we'll move them, but I ain't too worried about them. We brought like 40 of them to Arizona. We sold every one of them, which was cool. Hopefully if this order goes well in the off season, perhaps we can adjust and do some of the dad hats and whatever else, make it to your liking. What David wants, David gets. It's those are the rules. Life is simple. All right, let's dive into the Panthers offense. Let's go through their rankings out of 32 teams with all the things that they have kind of accomplished, okay? So you look at, again, this out 32 teams. Panthers offense, point scored 28th. Not putting up a lot of points. And when they've lost bad. Yards, 22nd, below average. Turnovers, 24th, below average. First downs, 15th, right at average. Passing touchdowns, 22nd. Passing yards, 26th. Yards per pass attempt, 29th. That's bottom five. That's terrible. 5.4 yards per pass. Dink and dunk, dink and dunk. Easy passes. That's a Canales trait. The problem is they haven't incorporated the yards after catch. And so with the Niners playing off cover, off quarters, cover six, cover three, that bell technique, the underneath stuff's going to be open. So for those of you that get really pissed off whenever you see Renardo Green allowing a catch in front of him and it's just like a free long handoff, those are going to happen this game. Like, that's by design. You're saying, can the opposing offense dink and dunk and execute 12 play drives without a negative play, without a tackle for loss, without any completion, without a hold, or without a sack? If they could do that five separate drives a game, Niners are going to lose. Robert Saleh, this defense, is saying we're going to keep everything in front. We're going to rally and tackle. We're going to let them dink and dunk, but we're going to stop the big plays. That is the design of a Robert Saleh Palms quarter coverage, whatever you want to call this Seattle hybrid cover three that it's morphed into. So Canales is like, I can tell you right now in their offensive meetings, this is going to be open. This is going to be open. This is going to be open. Once we get it to you, you got to make guys miss. You got to make guys miss. It, like, tackling is a paramount this week. If the 49ers tackle well, if D Winters doesn't have 6-7 missed tackles like he did last week, Niners are winning this game. Because you know you're going to win on offense and special teams. Maybe not special teams without ADP. Maybe not. Now, shoot, Mike, go out there and you get three turnovers again this game, game's over. Yeah, if that's the case, Niners are winning by double digits. Niners winning by 17+. You get three turnovers this game, Niners dominate. I'm going to be honest with you. Niners get three turnovers almost any game with this offense and special teams, you're going to dominate. How many times is that going to happen? It happened one time this year, right? Let's see, we had four. That's our offense. Whoops. Yeah, we've only caused three turnovers one time. Caused two turnovers twice. The Rams game you won in overtime. And the Seahawks game you won 17-13. Turnovers are everything. Turnovers are everything. Now, what are they good at? The Carolina Panthers offense in rush yards, 9th. Top 10. Now, a lot of that has come on the past month when they finally gave Rico Dowdle the start. He only has 5 starts. But this dude, Rico Dowdle, like, he could take over a damn game. And I know we had the comment earlier that he's only averaging, 2.6 yards per carry the last couple games. But, man, you look at just his rushing yards. Dude's got a 206-yard rushing game, 183-yard rushing game, 130-yard rushing game. Now, against the Falcons and the Saints, they keyed on him. Those are division games. They know what they do. He had 53 yards against the Saints and 45 against the Falcons. So, yeah, 2.6, not great. Before that, 5.2, 6.8, 4.6, 6.1, 9 yards per carry. Rico Dowdle, dude, can take over a game. And with our backers, like Tatum Bethune, he's our run stuffer. Curtis Robinson's great. He's much better in coverage than he is in the run game. But I'm just telling you, Jair Brown, not tackling well. Malik Mustafa, not tackling well. D. Winters, not tackling well. That's scary. If you ask me, John, let's say the Panthers win this game, just for argument's sake. How did they win this game? We didn't tackle. That's the first thing. Like, Niners didn't tackle on defense. They turned the ball over on offense. That's it. What's the pathway for the Panthers to win this game? Niners don't tackle on defense. You turn the ball over on offense. It's the clearest pathway for the Panthers to win this game. That's it. That's it. Now, yards per rush, they're 15th. They commit to the run. They will run the ball. They're not going to do what the Cardinals did last week where they throw the ball 50 freaking times. They're not doing that. They are going to run the ball regardless. Even if the Niners jump up in advance, they're much better coached than the Cardinals. Cardinals have a terrible coaching staff. 24th and third down, 7th and fourth downs. This team shows up when it matters most. They are a clutch, grind it out. When it matters, they freaking do it, the Panthers. It's weird. And 20th in the red zone. So that's their offensive kind of criteria and, you know, what they do. Big physical wide receivers, right? Tet McMillan, Xavier Leggett, those are monster outside wide receivers. And Tet McMillan looks great. And then, you know, Jalen Coker, who's recently activated from the PUP. Like, they love that dude. Their number three wide receiver. We'll see. Their weaknesses, center and left guard. Or sorry, right guard. Those are the guys to exploit. And get your hands up. Alfred Collins almost had about 5 to 6 tip balls last week going through the tape. He was so close, so close, so close. Well, now you're going against a dude that can't ride roller coasters. Let's just be very honest. Get your hands up. I expect Alfred Collins to get his hands on a few tip passes. I really, really do. It's happening. I'm just telling you right now, it's happening. Now, let's flip the script. Let's jump over to the Panthers' defense. Let's go through all of their ranks, what they do well, Ejiro Evero, what he does right after this. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to themattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to themattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's just, it's a win-win-win. Go to themattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right, now let's do the same exercise for the Panthers defense out of 32 teams. Points allowed, 13th. Much better than their offensive counterpart. Yards, 16th. Turnovers, 20th. First down, 6th. They do not give up a lot of first downs. Like, I had a hard time rationalizing, dude, how are they 6th in first downs whenever we go through the rest of their numbers? Because they're terrible on third downs, they're 29th, but they're so good in the red zone. They're 9th. Like, but they, it just was weird. It's like they give up explosive plays. They don't allow a lot of just, you know, 12, 13 play drives, but you can get the explosives on them. Well, this 49ers team, now in its current state, talk about a difference between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's going for explosives. That matches up very well with what the Panthers allow to happen. They don't allow the efficient dink-dunk Mac Jones approach, but that Brock Purdy approach gets them in big-time trouble. Really, really does. What's up, Salty? I see you in the chat, man. My man. Pass yards, 16th. Passing touchdowns, 7th. Rush yards, 17th. Rushing touchdowns, 24th. Yards per rush attempt, 21st. Third downs, 29th. It's weird. Like, there's not a lot of third downs because they give up the big chunks. But when teams aren't third downs, like, I'm telling you, there's some funky numbers here. It's just, it's hard to find that, like, single line Like, oh, this is what you can do to this defense, and this is what you can't. But explosives, it's been an issue. Red zone, they're ninth in the red zone. Now, the 49ers offense, they're 11th in red zone scoring. You remember that critique the past few years? Like, man, why are they so bad in the red zone? Why are they so not anymore? And they have overcome that. Last week, they were 4-5 in the red zone. Like, they are cashing it in. A lot of that's Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. And shoot, that's permeated through Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Doesn't matter. That's permeated through Matt Hennessy and number 64, the center. So the red zone is working very, very well. Now, you look at their starting lineup. You know, their two best players, Derek Brown, defensive tackle, A'shaun Robinson, defensive tackle. If you were with us through the draft proceedings, Nick Scorton, he's starting defensive end for him, and that dude's balling out. He's playing really, really good. Now, a lot of people talk about J.C. Horn, who I would consider a top 10 corner in the NFL. He has not been that this year. J.C. Horn, he's currently ranked as the 89th corner out of 108. Hasn't been as dominant, and that it's weird. Cornerback play is non-predictable, and it doesn't replicate like other positions. Corners, now, if you're an elite corner and, you know, Derek Stingley or, you know, whatever, like, a little bit different, but I don't put J.C. Horn in that class. Patrick Surtain, you know, I don't put him up there. But they have struggled. Mike Johnson's their other corner. Now, their safety play, Trayvon Morrig, who, you know, was a first-round pick. It might have been a high second-round pick out of TCU to the Raiders. Didn't work out. They cut him. He's kind of rebounded his career. He's a defense that fits them. Nick Scott, who I know a lot of the Niners fans wanted late in his draft years, but that linebacker group, even if Christian Roseboom is healthy, it's the same Christian Roseboom that they ran out of LA because Shanahan destroyed that man's career. But he's probably not going to play. He's doubtful right now. And so the biggest mismatch, offense, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever, it's Kyle Shanahan, CMC, and George Kittle versus these linebackers. Now, the next biggest mismatch is Derek Brown versus our center number 64. And we have seen this guy completely hijack games because he gets dominated by overpowering defensive tackles. A'shaun Robinson fits that mold too, so either one of those. We'll see what happens. You know, probably the best center performance we've had all year is when Matt Hennessy was the center, which he ain't going to be. The Shanahan loyalty program to number 64 is off the charts. But Matt Hennessy held Dexter Lawrence to one tackle and one pressure. Went against him every single play. Gosh, man. 64, I'm hoping, has one of his best games of his entire career because you're going to need it. I like this. Brandon, what's up, man? Monday Night Football, Niners will not lose. Yeah, because the Niners used to have the most Monday Night Football wins amongst everybody. They've fallen to third. They're one win out of second, I believe, or tying second place. But yeah, this, you got to get that. You got to get that right here, Mike. I wish the Monday victory wasn't on Monday Night Football. Why now the national media will see the truth cut. Yeah, it's frustrating, man. It really, really is. So let's get into the last part of our program today. Let's talk some bets that I really, really like. Let's go through some offense and defensive predictions that I think will happen. And then my overall score for the Monday Night Football game right after this. Turkey, football, bad decisions, the Holy Trinity. MyBookie gives you a chance to make it all profitable. This week, MyBookie is loading the table with cash drops, boosted lines, same game parlays, and capped with a bomb on Black Friday, the return of the lock of the season. This is the bet every bettor talks about because it doesn't miss. One touchdown in the Black Friday game versus the Bears and Eagles. One trip to the end zone, you double your money. It is the for any team, any player, doesn't matter. One touchdown in the game, you double your money. It's the simplest bet you'll ever make. That's why I love MyBookie. And if you're watching the game with friends, they'll give you an extra bonus every time one of them signs up and makes a deposit. So bring a buddy in, stack your account while you guys win together. Start with my promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS when you sign up and grab a welcome bonus to get ahead. Load up, lock in, and enjoy the feast at MyBookie. All right, my favorite bets this week, and again, we post our bets on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page probably tomorrow. With it being a Sunday game, I still want to get those bets out tomorrow, but we're going to have to see. It doesn't look like many of the injuries are going to affect the player props. Most of those are up. I'm betting the 49ers, you know, it's a 7-point spread right now. It's a little too rich, but I am doing the alternative lines for 6.5 points. That way, if the 49ers win by a touchdown, it covers. Whereas if you bet the 7 spread, if they win by a touchdown, you don't get paid. So, go to alternative lines, get the 6.5 points. I'm betting that one. And I'm betting over on Ricky everything. You go through that tape. Ricky Pearsall was the number one target on about 8 plays, but the Cardinals' entire game plan was takeaway number one. Well, what did that result in? Resulted in, you know, George Kittle and CMC going off for 5 touchdowns. Now you look at what the Panthers' defense, their linebackers are a disaster. They cannot afford to help out with Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall is going to go off. And right now, his over-under receiving yards, 41.5. Already bet that over. I've already bet that this week. Ricky Pearsall over 3.5 catches. Bet that big time. I even parlayed those two where they both have to happen to get paid. So I'm going hardcore on Ricky Pearsall this week. I don't like betting touchdowns just because they're kind of fluky. But targets, yards, catches, I do like. And so I'm going super heavy Pearsall. We lost that bet last week. But I'm telling you, I don't think it was necessarily a bad read on the game plan whenever you watch the tape. It's just, you know, what is it the Panthers are going to do? Are they going to step out with this linebacker group and say we got to take away Ricky Pearsall after a 1-catch, 0-yard performance? I don't see that. I really, really don't. And you got to also understand, Christian McCaffrey is playing his former team for the first time. Right? So, hey, you get some calls from the ownership. Hey, don't make us look so bad out there, all that stuff. CMC is going to get his, period. And I don't mind if you want to overbet CMC and whatever else. But, like, I'm just saying there's going to be some really clean looks for Ricky Pearsall back this week. So let's look at the offense and defensive predictions. I think the run game's going to work, not up the middle. I think you could run the ball well against this Panthers defense, just not up the middle against A'shaun Robinson and Derrick Brown. Like, that's not... Now, you can get some pin pull, you can get some, you know, inside zone, you can get some misdirection through the B gaps, some things like that. That's going to be available. But I think running through the C gap, you know, double tight end, fullback, 22, 21, 12 personnel, those are going to be there. Those are going to be there. So the run game, Ricky Pearsall, I don't know who to predict after that. Like, Big Kittle, Big CMC, Juwan Jennings, like, that's going to be kind of a, and the numbers are up on those guys. That's why I'm staying away from them, especially betting wise. But I fully expect the 49ers to score 30 plus points. I will be disappointed if the Niners score 28. Like, they should be able to move the damn football. Don't allow Derrick Brown to wreck 64's life. And I think you're going to be okay. They're going to get some pressures on the quarterback. They're going to get some sacks. Just don't turn the ball over. Punts aren't a bad thing when Thomas Morstead's your kicker. Punts are not a bad thing. Now, are you going to be kicking 55 yarders this week? No, I'm not doing that either. Just don't turn the damn ball over. I expect the Niners to score 30 plus, but again, the only way the Panthers win this game is if you turn the ball over multiple times. And then what did I say on the other end, right? Don't tackle. That's what I'm scared of. So the defense, 49ers defense, the run game, I don't expect the 49ers to stop it. Now, can you mitigate the idea that Rico Dowdle, Chuba Hubbard, and all that stuff, like, don't let them take the game over. Hold them to about 3.5 yards per carry. You win this game. Now, if they run that ball 35 plus times and, you know, they're just churning first down after first down and your defense is getting tired and then it's play action, deep passes to these big wide receivers, that's scary. Tackling is a major concern for me. D. Winners, Malik Mustafa, Jair Brown. Can those guys tackle? They have not tackled well this year at any point. Now, the 49ers pass rush, it's being raked through the mud, and I know a lot of people are upset with the lack of pass rush. But man, you go back through that tape so many times, like holding call, negated pass rush, which is about the same thing, affecting the passer, all those things. Jacoby Brissett gets rid of the ball very well. Now you're playing Bryce Young, a little bit different. I'm not overly concerned about the pass rush, to be honest with you. I'm really, really not. Now, I want to affect Bryce Young. That's what I want to do. I want to get tipped passes, and I think more turnovers are coming. It's like just one of those things. When it rains, it pours. Once you get a couple, then they just start going. The mental block's not there anymore. You're looking for it. I want to be the next guy. You go through the locker room and, you know, the post-game, you know, victory speech and all that stuff. You see the game balls going to the players that cause turnovers, and you're just like, man, I want that one. I want that one. I want that one. You highlight it in film, all that stuff. Like, once one or two happens, you got three last week. I'm telling you, I'm expecting two turnovers from this defense. And I think one of them's coming off a tip pass. 95 is going to tip it up in the air. Who's going to get it? Probably going to be Curtis Robinson. But like, I'm just telling you, there's going to be a tipped pass interception coming at some point in this game. The pass rush, that ain't going to win you or lose the game. Tackling and turning the ball over, that's the two biggest things. So can the 49ers force some turnovers? I think that's huge. I really, really do. I have the 49ers winning. I don't think that this defense is going to pitch a shutout from the 49ers by any stretch. Oh, I like this. Gabriel Upton, stout with the sack. Book it. I like him blitzing. He just can't tackle quarterbacks to save his damn life. That dude's got like 10 missed tackles for his quarterbacks this season. But I'm very impressed by the way Upton Stout's performance is going up. And I want Jackson Pinnock in the big nickel. I want to see that out there too. If I had it my way, I feel like there's like an usher thing I should do, a dance or whatever. I'd put, you know, Nick Martin in at will, D Winters. I'm about done with that one. And people are saying like he had a good game and one of his better games. It was not. Look at the second half. That dude quit. And I'd put Jackson, I keep Pinnock and rotating in the big nickel. I keep Upton at the small nickel. And then I want Marquise Siegel in for Jair Brown. Like, it's simple. But, yeah, I want Nick Martin in there. I want him playing. So how much are you going to do big personnel? They don't do a lot of three tight end sets. But teams have shown. And I want to say this about film. The 49ers took way too damn long to get gap sound against that 13 personnel. All right, one back, three tight ends. You didn't do it once the entire Rams game. And then it took you two free first downs against the Cardinals, but then they solidified it. They figured it out. They went to their basic 4-4 front. You walk up to safety, you're in the same backer spot. And after that, it was not effectual. Like, it didn't work anymore. So I'm glad that they got there. It just took Robert Saleh way too damn long to learn how to line up to 13 personnel. It was embarrassing, but they got there. So I'm not overly concerned. I don't think Nick Martin's going to get a lot of snaps. I hope that he does, but I got the 49ers winning this game. 33-23, the 49ers are the better team, by far better offense, by far better special teams, even with Matt Gay. Defense, they're behind, but they're opportunistic. They're young. They're fiery. Can that go well? Can the defensive tackles, A'shaun Robinson and Derrick Brown, not wreck the entire 49ers game plan? That's what I'm going to be paying attention to. Now, tomorrow, I'll be recording early show with Larry Kruger. Then I'll be on the radio with him on KNBR. And then Sunday, no show. Watch your football. Enjoy whatever. And then we'll go live right after Monday night football ends with our therapy / celebration. I'll be at the mothership. So it's going to be a long one, not a quick game reaction from Levi's. I'm going to stay home, watch the game with the family. So join us. As soon as that game ends, that's what we've got going on. Our bets will be posted tomorrow. But, man, I have the 49ers going 8-4 and bucking the trend of win-loss, win-loss, win-loss for 9 straight games. This is the second most important game the Niners have left on the schedule. Go get this game. Niners going to the playoffs, period. It's right there in front of them. They have everything in the world to play for. You win this game, Niners are going to the playoffs. That's all there is to it. Y'all are the best. Thank you so much for your time. Love you guys. And until next time, stay strong, faith.